Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Fantasy Throwdown Podcast, bringing you the latest updates from the world of sports, gambling, and pop culture. Because you can't have a show without hot takes or a Tiger King meme these days. Know what I'm saying? Now, with over 200 episodes and ready to get after it again, here's your host, Dwayne Callender.
Welcome to the show, everyone. Gonna look at the East Regional now, and we got some big question marks here because the number one seed that earned it, and this is because the selection committee goes off of the bulk of the work rather than where the team ended up. But in terms of the number one seed for the East Region, we've got Michigan. Now, the issue with Michigan, even though the Big Ten was the toughest conference this year by far, the problem with Michigan is you've got a significant injury impacting that roster. So even now, the Vegas odds still has Michigan as the third highest team in terms of best odds of winning it all. Michigan is plus 550. But realistically, their odds of winning it all by most statistical measures is down less than 10%. When I kind of ran through the numbers again, you know, Michigan was by far the lowest rated team to actually win it all, mainly because of the injury. Actually, I was being way too kind to Michigan. With Isaiah Livers out, their odds of winning it all are less than 3%. Their odds of making it to the Final Four is a little over 5% according to team rankings. And, it's a tough road for Michigan, to be honest. It's, this region is not that easy. And without Livers, who was their best wing defender, and also one of their more prolific shooters on that team, that's a short rotation that Juwan Howard, the former Michigan great and Fab Five member, he runs a really short rotation. So with Michigan normally at seven or eight guys, not having Livers there for the vast majority of the tournament, people are saying it's a miracle if he even makes it back for the championship match. I have to discount Michigan quite a bit because, yeah, they're the one seed. They earned the one seed based off of the bulk of the work, but the injury is a significant one in terms of what they want to do and their style of play because of not having necessarily the roster depth to justify lengthening out that bench. So it makes it much harder to kind of justify Michigan going significantly deep. The benefit is that that top half of the East, there are enough winnable areas where they can get by. But that second round matchup, most likely against LSU, is going to be a tricky one. They should get past LSU and Will Wade, who, you know, only in America you could have someone literally on an FBI wiretap not only not get fired from his job, but not face criminal charges, you know, because of priority shifted in the middle of a pandemic. But, be that as it may, that's a story I just don't have the time to get into again with LSU. But, LSU playing St. Bonaventure. The Bonnies got very hot towards the end of the A-10 And, you know, it is a winnable matchup. Don't get me wrong. Against LSU. I don't necessarily have any confidence in LSU with some of the athletic players they have with Cam Thomas and Trendon Watford and Javonte Smart. If they play defense, they can win this region. This region is wide open, in my opinion, given the injury to Livers for Michigan. So LSU has the talent to get it done. But could they stub their toe immediately in the first round against St. Bonaventure? Yeah. Because even though I don't necessarily think St. Bonaventure is a top... I mean, I think they're closer to an 11 seed, to be honest. But, you know, they have a very good defensive unit. They're going to play scrappy. This is one of those games where I don't envy the odds makers on it, because I can make cases for both teams. And realistically, you know, you can't choose everyone. And I just look at it as, LSU's a 1.5 favorite over St. Bonaventure. Over-under's at 144 points. I would take the under. I think both of these teams make life difficult for one another, but not necessarily being able to get transition points and baskets. I honestly look at that as a coin flip, but I do think that, you know, LSU pulls that one out, and I do give them the edge against Michigan. To be perfectly honest, I don't think Michigan is prepared to play without Livers for an extended period of time because of all the things he brings to that squad, given their short rotation. So maybe the bench players step up to the occasion, but I really think that they're going to have trouble at the wings moving forward as we get further and further into the tournament, and the quality of the competition keeps ramping up. So, you know, very curious. But I do see this being a case where you can have an LSU run because Michigan goes out early. So looking at the rest of the region though, you've got Colorado and Georgetown. Georgetown's an interesting case, because Georgetown's a 12 seed. Georgetown was not good in the regular season, got hot, needed to win the Big East tournament to qualify for the NCAA, in my opinion. Even if they lost the title match to Creighton, I still didn't think Georgetown was getting in. But they got the win, they stomped Creighton, and they get rewarded with a 12 seed. I think, you know, this is one of those cases where maybe the geographical region played a role and they didn't want to have it too close. But I kind of look at it as a case where, you know, you're getting a substitute that's ice cold into a game because of injury. I just kind of look at it as a case where, you know, at the end of the day, Georgetown really should be slightly higher. I mean, the playing game between Michigan State and UCLA as an 11 seed is a joke, because to me, the playing game should have been that 12 seed. Georgetown should have been the 11. I don't get it with the selection committee sometimes when they put up these random matchups, because I get it from a rating standpoint while you're matching up Michigan State and UCLA for the first four in. I don't understand is why you can't make the first four in a 12 seed instead of this 11 seed area. I think they have more than enough flexibility within the bracketeering to make that happen. So, but again, I'm going off on a tangent. So Colorado should be able to beat Georgetown. Is it that close of a matchup? Probably. With the way Georgetown's playing, you know, they can make life difficult for Colorado. You know, Colorado's a 5-point favorite. You know, the line has been moving towards Georgetown, and I think it's because of the Georgetown alums and everyone getting excited. I just feel like this is a pump the brake situation, and you're gonna basically end up being too pro Georgetown in terms of the bet. So I think eventually the sharp money is going to come in on Colorado, and I think Colorado is the better team. Georgetown's just on a very good run, but I really do think Colorado's a better team. Florida State versus UNC Greensboro. Florida State is very interesting because they just got beat at their own game by Georgia Tech in the ACC title game, where Florida State's usually one hustling, forcing turnovers, and now they're looking for that similar spark, but it just isn't there for this season's squad, even though they had a pretty productive year overall, given all the disruptions to the ACC schedule. Florida State pretty much was, for vast parts of the ACC regular season, the best team in the ACC, along with Virginia. So I just kind of look at this case where, you know, Florida State, I think they have enough veterans on that squad that they can get to the Sweet 16. You know, Colorado, Georgetown, I expect Colorado to win, but I'm not exactly expecting any type of more formal run where Florida State goes off and just rattles off a bunch of wins and gets to the Final Four. I don't necessarily see them having the legs for that, but could they make an Elite Eight run? Yeah, I definitely can see that happening because of some of the volatility at the top half of the bracket, given Michigan's situation. In the bottom half of the bracket, you got BYU facing the winner of Michigan State, UCLA. Like I said before, committee wanted to have a storyline and be able to sell tickets and you know, generate some buzz about the tournament. So you got Michigan State and UCLA paired together. But, you know, Michigan State is the squad that, if anyone's going to catch fire and doing damage with that, it would be him. I mean, it would be the Spartans with Tom Izzo having the level of experience of being able to manage games when you got to find points wherever you can. So I do think Michigan State beats UCLA. And, you know, I think I'm going to have some exposure to just getting a little bit more out of this region with Michigan State or Texas run. Texas, that's the 3 seed. That, again, kind of comes down to where things land in terms of the Michigan State, the UCLA game, because I do think that they have enough to beat BYU, either of those squads. And the questions get will be asked, you know, about the readiness of certain teams, how fair it was, if Michigan State is allowed to play with a reduced roster. You know, I kind of look at this as a case where, you know, Texas, they're one of the stronger teams in the field. Chaka Smart has his team ready to go by and large. The biggest thing I look at when it comes down to Texas is the fact of the matter is, you know, can Texas basically run a two-man game with Kai Jones and Jericho Sims and just beat teams inside with their size, because that's where they've been generating the majority of their offense and, you know, intimidate teams, basically, with their size. So Texas is the team I'd be very curious about. And the other one would be UConn. Danny Hurley's team has performed very well with the return of James Boone Knight from being laid out with some medical issues. With Boone Knight available, UConn is a completely different team due to its size and abilities. He has a different, again, the build. I talk about Evan Mobley, but James Boone Knight is a top three pick in the draft next year. I think he's going to rise up draft boards. He's not quite there yet, but I think with a strong tournament run, he's definitely going to be a top 10 pick. And, you know, again, with the volatility in the region, because of we don't know how Michigan is going to get over the Livers injury, I think the region's wide open. So UConn over Maryland, their second round matchup would almost certainly be Alabama dispatching Iona. But, you know, don't count out Rick Pitino coaching and getting his players absolutely ready to play. You know, to me, the team that I kind of look at and say, you know, did they get overseeded would be Alabama. They got seeded as a two seed out in the East. I'm not even sure if they would qualify for a three seed out in the Southern region, to be blunt. So, seeing them moved up to a two seed, I just don't see much value in that play. But, you know, kind of moving into later rounds, as I said, I like UConn. I do like Texas, so I'm probably going to be either or in this region with the winner of that potential matchup between Texas and UConn in the Sweet 16. So, East region, I just look at it as we're going to see some volatility. I'm not really prepared to do an exact guess of how many issues crop up, but, you know, I think it's, this is a, if you want to get different with your brackets, this is the region to target in terms of some of the results, because, as I said, this is the weakest one seed due to the injury, and no one's really stepped up to fill the void, if you will. So, East region, definitely keep your eyes open, because I think that's where the bulk of brackets are going to be won, is how well they navigated this East region, because I see a number of potential landmines that could pop up. So that's going to do it for the East region. But as I said, I would lean more towards upsets, because I don't necessarily see Michigan sticking around that long for a deep run, and that's where they generate the bulk of their media revenue for the year, is by conducting the interviews. But you know, I think if we're really looking at this objectively, this region is going to have probably the double-digit Cinderella potential is higher here than in other regions. I don't necessarily see it playing out. I do see it more as a higher-seeded team wins out in the region. So whether it be a UConn or a Texas, because I do think the one seeds in the other regions are far more secure. So that will do it for the East region, and stay tuned for the Midwest and South coming up in the next day or so. Have a good one, folks.
Thanks for listening to the Fantasy Throwdown Podcast. Be sure to like and subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and all other major outlets.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.